Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Good evening, folks. This is Bounty Fucking Trash here at the White Trash Revival. This is episode 71, and the show is back. Thanks to Joshy P at Outlaw Radio Chicago with his Outlaw Radio Network over at blackcountryrock.org, my new home. Thanks to them boys over there for having me. I do appreciate it. I opened up this show with the Notwells with True Love Not. Great fucking band, whom I do enjoy. They are very good. Well, last week's show, I'm sure wasn't the best of my shows, but, you know, I got a little, what fighters have, a little ring rust. I got a little pod rust, because it's been a while since I did one. And, I'm not sure what nights Joshy's going to have me on. So, this show here is pre-recorded. Alright, well, how about we get in the first set here? I don't have a whole lot to say, other than I got some real disappointing news today. I found out that my dog is allergic to peanut butter. Yeah, I know, it sucks. Anyways, let's get into a song right here, and then after this song, we'll do a little three-song set. So, let's do some Larry and His Flask, and then jump to a three-song set after that. Shall we?
Shall we? Okay, let's do it.
I'm clinging to the fabric of a life that's lost. Large unnecessary cost of death. But underneath the shades of lonely, I can bend. But I can't. What's up?
ended service at a little church in the country not long ago. A prayer was led by an old country preacher who then raised his hands as everyone stood and sang, "My God is real." A warm breeze through the open windows brought in the smell of new-mown hay in a nearby field, and the singing of birds could be heard in the moment of silence as the preacher opened his Bible to read. And then a little old man stood up, bent with age, his hair thin and white, and said, "Preacher, tell them that Satan is real too. You can hear him in songs that give praise to idols and sinful things of this world. You can see him in the destruction of homes torn apart. I know that Satan is real, for once I had a happy home. I was loved and respected by my family. I was looked upon as a leader in my community. And then Satan came into my life. I grew selfish and unneighborly. My friends turned against me. And finally, my home was broken apart. My children took their paths into a world of sin. Yes, preacher, it's sweet to know that God is real, and to know that in him all things are possible. And we know that heaven is a real place where joys shall never end. But sinner friend, if you're here today, Satan is real too. And hell is a real place, a place of everlasting punishment. Satan is real, working in spirit. You can see him and hear him in this world every day. Satan is real, working with power. He can tempt you and lead you astray.
All right, after learning the Splash tune, we start off with Left Lane Cruiser with Black Lung. Follow that with some good old school stuff, some Lubin Brothers with Satan Is Real. And I followed that with the Pine Hill Haints with Coon Dog Cemetery. That's a real good band. Husband and wife team. And the wife, she plays the fucking mandolin. She plays the saw. It's a real fucking hillbilly band, man. I know they got a washtub bass player, so check them out, man. They're also in Seventh Sign, that documentary that the Colonel J.D. Wilkes did. So you guys might be familiar with them. All right, well, I'm back on Facebook if you guys want to give me a gander there. I got my show page on there also. Or you could email me at thewhitetrashrevival@yahoo.com. So I'm looking forward to hearing from yens.
Yes, I am.
Well, let's see here. You know what's really, really disappointing? When you work the summer for the carnival, and you finally get the bearded lady to spark an interest in you, and you've been trying for her all summer, and then you have that one night when you finally get a chance to make love to the bearded lady, and you find out she has a bald pussy. How fucking disappointing is that?
The silence of
All right, we start off this set with Stompin' Nick and his Blues Grenade. Now, Stompin' Nick is from New Zealand, and he's a one-man band, and his CD is fucking awesome. He sent me a CD. Well, I contacted him probably 2 years ago when I was doing the White Trash Revival, and then after I quit the show, he ended up sending me a CD. And, I mean, it really kicks fucking ass. And he's a one-man band. I can't describe how good it is. You guys need to check him out. You can find him here on Facebook. I hope you like the song, because it's a good album all the way through. I followed that with I'm So Lonely I Could Cry by a metal band called Volbeat. And that just shows you how influential Hank Williams was. I mean, you got people from all types of genres and types of music, you know, covering his shit and paying respect to him. I mean, he's pretty much like Jesus Christ is to the Bible. That's how Hank Williams is to country music, the way I see it. He was ahead of his time. And speaking of Hank Williams, I finally read the biography written by Colin Escott, and it's a real good read. I mean, you read that, you get to see how much pain and heartache and addiction that he suffered with. I mean, it's a very, very good read. So check that book out, and I'm sure in the future I'll talk about it, because it's a real good book. I just don't want to get into it this evening. So, yeah, where was I? Okay. After Volbeat, I played Shots by 500 Miles to Memphis. And then I ended it with Bobby Lee by Gabe Zander. I've had Gabe Zander on my show in the past for an interview. He's a punk rock motherfucker. But, let me see here. How about we jump to a last set here? And that'll be about it. So, oh, one more thing. You haven't hit rock bottom, folks, until you're blowing migrant farm workers for pocket change. Yeah. That's when you hit rock bottom.
Looking for the man with a badge.
And I have come to see just how much you are.
Oh, quit, Papa, you're tickling me. Get away, I'm back on air. All right, I'll take the hush money. Just go somewhere. All right, I'm back. And I started off this last set here with United Steelworkers of Montreal with the song, Son, Your Daddy Was Bad. I followed that with a band that's near and dear to me, Tin Horn Molly with Good Woman. Now, is there a such thing? Is there? Honestly. Come on. You know there's good men, but is there a good woman? I probably get a lot of hate mail on that. Yeah. I ended the set with Groovy Rednecks with Made in Japan. They're a country band out of Hollywood, California. Can you believe that? And Tex Troster is the front man there. He's a real cool motherfucker. But that's going to be the end of my show for this evening. Thank you to all of you that joined me. And everyone that was in the chat room this evening, thank you. Thank you for listening to my show. Now, next week, I don't know what I got coming up. I was wanting to do a one-man band show as a tribute to the one-man bands out there. I'm not the first person to do that, nor will I be the last. But I think all the one-man bands out there struggling to make ends meet and hitting the road by their lonesomes, I think they deserve a shout-out. Maybe I'll do a one-man band show. I don't know. We'll see. But give me a couple more shows under my belts, and I might do an interview or two here or there. So, yeah. I'm going to show tonight with Illinois John Fever with a song called Monkey House. Enjoy, folks. Have a good evening. Thanks for listening.
Look at the way they're making you look. They're tree. You stick the tree to the world. You leave that world to the stars. Take out your paradise now. Stick a monkey in a tree. You stick the tree in the world. You rule the world by the stars. Take out your empire now. Take the mineral away. The traitor take on the world. The monkey burned down the tree. Take out your don't go down.
Are you a blogger, a podcaster, not happy with your web host? Check out HostGator.com, where you'll find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs, and free site builder with easy control panel. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.